Hello, are you all right?
What did you do at People First Kevin Craven?
What did I do at People First Kevin Craven? You're doing it now, actually. I'm so proud of you all. It looks lovely. Your podcast has come on really well. You're making me cry, actually, looking at you all. You're actually really good presenters. And I did say to Adam before I left, these people can do it. And you proved me right. So that's what I did. I helped set this podcast up with Kieran and George.
Do you have any memories about the start of People First and Out There Club?
I do. What happened was James Brown wanted to set up Out There. There was no social side for people with learning disabilities. It was kind of in a pub and they all met up, had a drink, decided where to go. And then one day, James said to me and Dawn, I won't mind setting this company up. So it was something that I thought, this won't last. But obviously, it did. She knew what she was doing, so did Hannah, and now does Katrina. So obviously, these people that you've had in your company, you know who you're employing and what you are saying. So when you have issues in your support plan, people know to come to People First, Keithley and Craven. And that's what it was there for. In the first place, I'm really sorry. I'm getting really emotional. I do apologise. I don't normally do this.
What are some of the things you got out of working People First?
Well, the best thing I've got out of People First is the peer support working. Course that I went on because I knew what I wanted to do, and everybody's like, oh, this is a free course and it's going to be really good. And then I thought to myself, I don't want to do this anymore, somebody else can do this. I want to go work for the NHS. So I did the peer support working course in March, I think it was, when I had my first personal assistant. He filled in the form, he brought me here and made sure I did this course. So I must say to my old personal assistant, I'm actually doing the job now that I wanted to do. And that was the best thing I ever did. So thank you so much for my new job.
You were apparently a member of our podcast. What do you remember from your time as a podcast host? Any memorable interviews?
Memorable.
Yes, this podcast wasn't actually broadcast because I just lost my partner at the time. It was about bereavement It wasn't broadcast because it wasn't broadcastable because I was just crying. I was talking to this counsellor and giving and doing these questions, and I just started crying because my partner just died. And all George was doing was listening. And then I realised all I've done is cry all the way through that. And I thought to myself, well, that's a bit silly. And then I went home. And then I realised that that podcast is very important for training and bereavement. For people with learning disabilities, people don't talk about bereavement with learning disabilities. They just brush it all under the carpet because he's not here anymore. It doesn't mean I don't love that person. And you do need to be aware that can get upsetting. Even I got upset and I'm really tough.
Could you tell us about what you've been doing since leaving People First, Keithley?
Well, I've been hiring and firing people, and it's been great fun. I'll be honest, you know. So I've had a lot of different people in my home, and now I've decided who I want, how I want my support plan. I've also decided what kind of job I wanted to do, so they support me in my job. I feed poorly people, I look after them, and I also deal with attitude. And yeah, it's really, really difficult to do what I'm doing.
What is your favourite part of the work that you are doing now?
Right, my favourite part of that. My job right now is going into work at like 7 o'clock, standing there, and there's this manager. She's lovely, but she's the most challenging lady I've ever worked with. And the favourite part is opening the shutters and going, "Good morning, how are you? Would you like a cup of coffee?" That's all my favourite part of the job is. You know, and they say, "Yes, yes, please." And then I say, "Go sit down." And then I go, "Okay, we'll bring your coffee to you." And they come in these pyjamas, right? They come in these pyjamas, pyjama parade. And the civil servants are upstairs, which I call, they're receptionists, right? And then you've got the pyjama parade that go outside to smoke with a drip. And they're, you know, they're smoking. And I'm like, yeah, that's terrible. But that is my favourite part. I have a right laugh. And the parking, right? Have you seen the parking at Airedale? It's absolutely... It's great, but... It's hilarious. You've got these tickets, right? These people give me these tickets and say to me, "Do you know where what this ward is? Do I look like a guide? Do I look like a guide? No, I'm not a guide. I work in catering. I can give you a cup of coffee and a sandwich. That's about it." So that's my favourite part. When they just come up, I said, "Good morning. Can you tell me where this is, please? And I've got this ticket here. Can you change this fiver, please, for the parking?" I says, "I'm not a ticket." So, and I get told off for this, you know. And you know, I used to be really quite rude. And then I'm like, "Okay then. Thank you very much for the feedback. I will work on that." And I've also been told, right, it is the most dangerous place to work, I'll be honest, right? I've also been told I should not work there because I've got a disability. And I thought, well, that's your opinion. Everybody's allowed an opinion. I love my job and I love Friends of Airedale and I love these people. they worked so hard. Let's get a bit serious now. You know, they worked so hard. They've done it for 55 years. These people go round with their sweets, you know, be jolly, and they go to the church, you know, they go to a chapel and they go to these little prayer rooms and start praying with people and listen to people's problems. And we actually work really hard as a team. And I've got these people on a Wednesday. So I don't have that person that you saw all the time. I have different people at work. Like, you've got Adam. I've got Marie, right? She's the most loveliest lady I've ever come across. She's made me into the person I am today. And my new manager has made me into the person I am today. I absolutely love these two people. They think I don't like them. But, you know, I absolutely love them. You know, they're great people. These people need a pay rise. And 55 years these people have been doing it, not 10 minutes.
What have been some challenges that you have faced in your work, and how have you faced them?
Well, here we go.
Oh.
Right. Do you know, you've got these hospital passports. They're a great idea. But there was this lady. I'll call her Lady A, right? Lady A came up to me the other day. She's like, showing me this passport. Hello, how are you? She knows my name because I got it here. You know, I've got my name on, right? So everybody knows my name. I can't get away with my name. So anyway, she's like stood there saying, hello, Gary. And I says, hello. She's telling me about this hospital passport, waving it around. She thinks I'm a receptionist. And she's like stood there. And she's like, well, I don't understand where I'm going. I says, well, if you give me that, I'll show it to the guide. But aren't you a receptionist? I says, well, I'm so sorry. I can get you a cup of coffee, but you're in the wrong direction. And she went the wrong direction, so I had to go get this lady. And she's following me around. And there was another person with a learning disability. He got so excited because he came here once. I don't know his name. He came in and he started shouting my name. It's quite embarrassing. It was my first week there. So, and I had to go into the kitchen and I thought, oh, this is a bit embarrassing. You know, so these are the challenges. You lot liven up my day when you come to a hospital. It's great fun.
Why is it important that people with learning disabilities have opportunities to work?
To pay into the tax. I'm being honest. It's a lot of money to look after us, yes. And it's a lot of hard work, right? To pay into the tax. And it is a nice thing to do. You go to work to meet people. You've got an important job to do. You don't sit at home, you know. You don't sit at home. You've only got one life, and it's very important to do this, because if you don't do it now, when you get older and you sit in your chair and you have a chat with somebody, what are you going to say to them? What did you do when you were a lot younger? You're not going to say anything, are you? It's very important to work. It gives you a lot of life skills, and it gives you your life, your identity. You chose to do this. Not a carer, not your mum and dad. You did.
Yourself.
Yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a support worker with you. Won't you like to tell us more about your support that will help the help you in the work and life.
Right. My carer is probably outside chatting. He likes chatting. Yes. He's called Ishak. He has a name. But he's a lovely man. He comes in. He's so happy. You know, you do know I've got bipolar, everybody, yeah? And I couldn't do this job anymore because I had bipolar. And that's why I left. Right? That man has looked after me when I had an episode. That man has brought me back from the brink of disaster. Because my life wasn't always like this. It may look fun now, but you could have asked me this question in November and I couldn't speak to you without crying. My job is so hard and the people that have come in my life and just disappeared, I've had to get used to not having you lot around. You mean a lot to me. And I've had to get used to that. And my bipolar was really, really bad. And people say you shouldn't talk about mental illness, but I am standing here and saying, if it wasn't for this man, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. They're just lovely. They make sure I get up in the morning. They make sure I have breakfast. They make sure my house is clean. They make sure I look like this. Absolutely, you know. I don't look like this for no apparent reason. It's not me that's done this. It's them.
You're very looking gorgeous.
Well, you need to tell them. You need to tell them, not me, okay? And the tone of my voice, how I'm speaking to you now, is because of them, okay? My life is different because I work at the NHS and I've got people that really do look after me. They may cost a lot of money, but it is the best thing I ever did. And leaving people first, I couldn't stay here. I had to go. The social worker, I am going to tell you something now. The social worker told me to choose. I tried to stay here. I paid it myself. I could not do this anymore. So I had to leave. I had to choose between my own life and people first. And I'm really sorry I left you.
What are your hopes and plans for the future?
Well, I have some. I want to be an admin at a radio station. All right? I rang them up today. Yes? I also want to move. They don't know that. You know, they've talked me out of those, talked me out of it for about 3 or 4 times. I also want to meet my partner's my partner's family. So I do have a partner now, and he's lovely. But the point is, I've not met this person, and his family. I don't know who they are. But anyway, that's what I want to do.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for coming back, talking to us, Gabby. Good luck in your new job role. We hope you continue to do well. Have you had anything else would you like to add before we end the show?
No, what I would like to add is you've still got the podcast leader. You've still got him.
Adam.
Yeah, he's been here a while now. You've kept hold of that one. And your podcasts come out every week. Keep doing that because people with learning disabilities listen to it, and you're a busy project now. This is the best thing I've ever set up with Kieran and George. So keep doing what I can't do anymore, and I'll be listening on Spotify. All right.